哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all brothers and sisters.
今天是我们伯恩教会灵恩会的最后一天。
Today is the last day of our spiritual convocation here at Bowen Park Church.
感谢主的带领。
We thank God for His guidance.
那也让小弟这一次有机会跟大家一起参加。
We're also thankful that God given me the opportunity to come this time.
那因为最近小弟比较忙。
And because recently I've been busy.
二月份到香港和中国大陆去协助圣工。
I went to China from February to March to help with the holy work there.
二月底回到台湾。
And then at the end of March, I went back to Taiwan.
接着就忙着几场的灵恩布道会。
And then I was helping out the spiritual convocations there.
一忙完就飞来美国了。
And right after that, I had to come here to America.
所以刚好有些感冒。
And so,
喉咙不舒服啊。
My throat's a little sore, I'm a little bit sick.
最近看到一些慕道朋友也好，或者信徒也好。
And recently I've seen some brothers and sisters or truth seekers.
他们有一些癌症病患。
And some of them have cancer.
真的，遇到这种事情的时候，很少有人会高兴起来的。
And in those situations, very few people will be happy.
在复旦的一个教会里面呢。
In the church.
有一个慕道朋友，他患口腔癌。
I knew of a person, a church that I was pastoring. I knew of a person who had.
他来教会慕道。
Mouth cancer.
才来没有几次啊，在一次安息日的祷告，他得到圣灵了。
And then after coming for a couple times, they received the Holy Spirit.
他全心的把他的心理和剩下的人生要交给天上的主耶稣基督。
And they completely gave their hearts and their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他被这个癌症。病魔给困扰很久了。
They had been bound by this cancer for a long time.
找了医生也没有用。
He saw doctors and it was no use.
反而造成他身体的不舒服。
It actually caused him to have more pain.
所以那种心路历程啊，没有经历的人不晓得。
And so this kind of suffering, if you haven't gone through it yourself, you don't understand it.
但是教会里面很愿意把神的道啊分享给他。
But the church was very willing to share with her the truth.
也很愿意同他一起祷告。
And was very willing to pray with him.
跟他一起走这一段的路程。
And to walk this path along with them.
当他得到圣灵的时候。
And when they received the Holy Spirit.
他非常高兴。
They were very happy.
这个癌症的病还在。
Although the cancer still was there.
可是他的内心啊，就有了一种依靠。
But in their heart they had a comfort.
我们先试着想想看。
So now let's think to ourselves.
我们有时候会遇到一些患难。
Sometimes we might face some tribulations.
会遇到一些事情。
We might face some situations.
或是一些痛苦的事。
And some suffering.
有时候自己会想，为什么只有我遇到，别人没遇到？
And we might think to ourselves, why is it only I'm facing this and nobody else is?
为什么这件事情在我身上发生？
Why does this have to happen to me?
人在这种境况之下，常常会有其他的想法。
When people face these situations, they might have other thoughts.
一般的世人呢，也会遇到患难。
And most people in this world will face trials.
我们信从耶稣的人也会遇到患难。
Those of us who believe in Christ also will have trials.
只是遇到患难的时候，对患难的认知和那种心理的准备是不一样的。
But the difference is the way we treat these trials and our hearts when we face these trials.
中国古代的书里面有这么说。
Ancient Chinese literature says.
说天要把大任务降给这个人呢。
That the heavens will open a great path for this person.
必先劳动他的筋骨。劳动他的筋骨 muscle.
As long as they move their muscles.
那也必先劳苦他的心智。
And they must first toil with their totality.
也就是说，一个人啊，他要成就一件事啊。
Which is to say that if a person wants to complete something,
他在他的心理和外在的一些历练啊，一定要去接受。
They have to accept it both outwardly and inwardly.
有时候那种苦的训练啊，很承受不了。
Sometimes it's very difficult for us to accept the training of suffering.
但是你选择面对的时候，你要去勇敢啊。
But when you decide to face it, we must have courage.
才能够有一天。能够度过这些患难的操练。
And only in this way will we be able to overcome the trials of these suffering.
那站在宗教的信仰来讲。
And if we look at the point of religion,
哎，我们所面对的操练就可多了。
We will see that we have a lot of different trials.
心灵上的。
In our hearts.
肉体上的。
Both physically.
生活环境各方面的。
Also in our environment.
甚至属灵界方面的。
Even in our spirituality.
这些都是会碰到的一些熬练的。
These are all trials and tests that we will face.
那这些事情临到的时候，
And when these things come to us,
哎，我们就要想一想，
Then we have to think to ourselves,
到底神的用意是什么？
What is God's purpose for this?
到底对我有什么样的启发？
And what will this do for me?
到底要让我学习什么样的功课？
What does God want me to learn from this?
用正面的态度去迎向这些问题啊。
With a positive attitude, we should face these situations.
你就会得到很好的一些体验。
Then we will have good experiences.
我们请看这个箴言十七章。
Let's look at Proverbs 17.
箴言十七章。
Proverbs 17.
箴言十七章，我们来看第三节。
Proverbs 17, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
鼎为了炼银。炉为了炼金
The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold.
唯有神熬炼人心
But the Lord tests the hearts.
为了要这个炼银啊，就要用鼎来做
In order to refine silver, they have to use a pot.
为了要炼出金来啊，就要用炉来做
And to refine gold, they have to use a furnace.
那我们的心里呢
What about our hearts?
谁来熬炼呢
？Who tests our hearts？
这里说是神来熬炼我们人的心灵。
Here it says the Lord tests the hearts。
当我们遇到这样的事的时候
，When we face these situations，
我们可以去面对它的时候
，And when we encounter these situations，
我们就经过这件事，可以从当中蒙受神的福气。
We can actually receive blessings from the Lord。
甚至也会进一步的来到他的面前来侍奉神。
And we can take a step further to his presence to serve him.
诗篇大卫作诗的时候他也这么说。
David also said in the book of Psalms.
我们请看这个诗篇的二十六篇。
Let's look at Psalms 26.
诗篇的二十六篇。
Psalms 26.
我们来看这个第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
二十六篇的第二节。
26 verse 2.
神啊，求你查看我。
Examine me, O Lord.
求你试验我。
And prove me.
求你熬炼我的肺腑心肠。
Try my mind and my heart.
我们在这里看到大卫，他经历了这么多的人生的历程啊。
We see that David had gone through many experiences in his life.
他知道有很多地方的不足。
And he knew he was lacking in many areas.
所以他祷告啊，向神这样说啊。
So he prayed to God and said.
主啊，你查看我的内心啊。
Examine my inner heart, O Lord.
主啊，你试验我的内心啊。
Please prove my inner heart, O Lord.
主啊，你熬炼我的内心啊。
Try my mind and my heart.
这是一个很坦白的祷告。
This is a very honest prayer.
我们在神面前没有什么好隐藏的。
In the sight of God, we have nothing to hide.
你怎么包装自己啊？神看我们看得很透彻了。
No matter how well we wrap ourselves up, God can still see right through us.
你说的话、做的事，可能你会忘记。
Maybe we would forget what we say and what we do.
可是我们敬拜的这位真神呢
？But this God who we worship.
我们说过的话、做的事，他都记得。
Remembers everything that we have said and done.
他是全能的主。
He is the all-powerful God.
所以有时候我们在祷告的时候要往自己内心看一看。
So sometimes when we pray, we have to look deeply into our hearts.
有时候自己看不清楚，还要求主帮助，让我们看得清楚。
And when we can't see it very clearly, we have to ask God to give us the strength to see clearly.
看看我们那个显而未见的那个罪在什么地方。
To see where the sins lie within our hearts.
我们要透过神的话、神的圣灵来检视自己的内心世界。
Through the Word of God and through His Holy Spirit, we must test and try our own hearts.
这样子做的目的就是能够完全的归属于神呢。
And the purpose of this is so that we can truly become of God.
而不是用人的方式在外在做很多的包装或隐藏啊。
And not to be like the humans of the world and just wrap ourselves up and make ourselves look good.
讲起来很简单。
It's actually easy to say this.
但是做起来有多少人很愿意这样做？
But very few people are actually willing to do this.
可是跟神之间的关系也就应该这么坦白。
But our relationship with God should be this honest.
所以 既然神要熬炼我们的心，
Since God wants to test our hearts,
这是神必会做的一个工作，
then it is something that he will do.
那我们就进一步的想一想神的用意是什么。
So then we must think to ourselves, what is the purpose of this?
神熬炼我们的心他的用意是什么。
What is the purpose of God testing and trying our
hearts? 对整个世界的人类所有人的心他的用意是什么。
What is the purpose of testing and trying the hearts of all of mankind?
我们一起来看传道书的第三章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第三章我们来看十节十一节。
3 verse 10 and 11.
第十节。
10.
我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。
I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of man are to be occupied.
神造万物各按其时成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
又将永生安置在世人心里。
Also, he has put eternity in their hearts.
然而神从始至终的作为人不能渗透。
Except no, that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end.
所罗门王他在查究神的作为的时候，
When Solomon was examining the works of the Lord,
然后再看世间人的劳苦啊，
and seeing the toil of man,
他很清楚是神要人啊，在受这些劳苦的经历。
It was very clear to him that God had given this task for man to be occupied.
神造万物都有他的旨意和他的美好的安排。
God has his own purpose and will for everything that he's created.
他的目的就是要让人将永生神放在心里面呢。
And his purpose is so that man can put eternity, which is the eternal Lord, into their hearts.
所以这样看起来啊，神熬炼人的心。
So from this we can see when the Lord tests man's heart.
就是要让人得着经验。
It is for man to have experience.
能够在世上生活的过程啊。
So that man can live on this world.
能够了解人的无助。
And understand the limitations of man.
人的无能。
The understand their helplessness.
诶，在这样经验的生活里面，才知道要仰望神嘛。
And with these experiences, the man will realize they must look to God.
才知道哈。要去体会神的用意是什么嘛。
And then they will understand they must know how wonderful God is.
所以任何环境我们遇到的时候，
So in whatever environment we face,
我们一定要想到神在这个当中有什么样的信仰课程让我们明白。
We have to try and think, what is the lesson God wants me to learn in my faith?
这样子这你遇到的事情遇到的历练呢，就对你有帮助哦。
Then you will face these, you will think of these experiences as helpful.
哎，我们一起来看这个罗马书的第五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans
5. 第五章的第一节、第二节。
5 verse 1 and 2.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所占的这恩典中。
Through whom we also have access by faith into this grace.
并且欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
In which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
今天成为神的儿女的人来讲啊，
For those of us who are children of God today,
我们是属耶稣基督没错。
We belong to God, this is true.
但是我们的肉身还活在这世界。
But our flesh still lives in this world.
但是我们要很清楚啊，
But we have to be very clear.
我们都借着耶稣基督进入他现在给我们站的这个救恩上面哦。
It is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have access into this, by faith into this grace.
所以我们比一般的世人还好。
So we are actually in better situation than those in the world.
他们是站在自己世人无助的立场哎，面对生活哎。
They're standing on their own helpless situations, to face their lives.
而我们基督徒是站在耶稣基督的恩典上面呢。
But we are standing on the grace of God.
所以我们遇到任何事情的时候，
So whenever we face anything,
我们知道我们还有一个可以依靠的全能的主耶稣基督啊。
We know we have this God, all-powerful God we can rely on.
让我们与他在神国有份呢。
And we have part in His heavenly kingdom.
我们站在这样的一个 平台上面。
We stand on this grace of God.
从他那里领受的信仰和恩典呢。
And receive his faith and grace.
然后再去面对我们的人生。
And then we can face our lives.
我们再来看那个第三节、第四节。
Let's look at 3 and 4.
第三节这里说。
Verse 3 says.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Not only that, but we also glory in tribulations.
因为知道患难生忍耐。
Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
And perseverance character.
老练生盼望。
And character hope.
盼望不至于羞耻。
Now hope does not disappoint.
对一个基督徒来说。
For a Christian.
一样面对这个患难。
Yes, we will face these tribulations.
我们的精神。肉体心里也被熬炼。
Our energy, our hearts, and our flesh will all be tried.
但是我们在患难中有主耶稣可以依靠。
But in our tribulation, we can rely on the Lord Jesus.
我们可以学习忍耐。
And we can have perseverance.
同样的事情再发生，我们就变得老练。
And when we face these situations again, we will have been tried.
而且在每一次遇到的时候，最后会找到这个得胜的方法。
And in future situations, we will know how to have victory.
所以靠着耶稣基督，总是让我们有盼望的。
Because in the Lord Jesus Christ, we always have hope.
而这种盼望不至于让人犯罪或羞耻。
And this faith, this hope will not allow us to be ashamed.
这个时候所体验的是什么呢？
And what will we experience?
就是体验到神的圣灵、神的爱浇灌在我们心里面了。
We'll experience the Holy Spirit and the love of God.Poured into our hearts.
这个时候的信心啊，非常的坚定哎。
And that time, our faith will be very stable.
他的信心超越了身上的病魔。
And this faith will overcome all of our illnesses.
超越了他肉体的痛苦。
It will transcend all the fleshly.
超越了他眼前所看到环境的压力。
All the fleshly troubles and all the troubles ahead of them.
然后能够进到耶稣基督的里面。
And we will be able to enter into the Lord Jesus.
这个真的是不容易啊。
And this is something that's not easy.
有一次我带一位执事和几位信徒、去医院探访一位姐妹。
Once I took a deacon and some brothers and sisters to see a sister in the hospital.
这个姐妹才三十几岁不到四十岁。
And the sister was about 30 to 40 years old.
她孩子还很小的时候她的先生意外死亡。
And while her children were still young, her husband passed away.
她一个人带三个孩子。
So she was a single mother of 3 kids.
很认真聚会。
And she attended services very diligently.
也很认真做圣工。
And she very diligently served the Lord.
对，孩子也很听她的话。
And her kids very much listened to her.
可是人不是铁打的身体。
But man can't take care of their own bodies.
她有一天身体不舒服。
Or they can't have control of their own bodies. And so one day she felt a little bit ill.
结果去医院检查。
And she went to the hospital.
医生说你是得到胃癌。
And in the checkup, the doctor said that she had stomach cancer.
而且癌细胞已经扩散全身。
And it was metastasized.
她一听到吓了一跳哎。
And when she heard this, she was very scared.
哇，怎么办？我三个孩子怎么办？
What am I going to do? What are my 3 children going to do?
孩子都是才念小学。
Because her 3 children were only in elementary school.
哇，她很难过。
And she was very sorrowful.
他后来祷告神了。
And so she prayed to the Lord.
主啊，怎么办
？Lord, what do I do?
如果你觉得我在这个时间被你接走，是你的意思，我没有话说。
If it is your will for you to take me away, then I have nothing to say.
如果真的接走啊，请你好好安排照顾我的孩子。
And if you truly take me away, please take care of my 3 children.
他先生的兄弟啊，就跟这个姐妹讲啊，你放心养病。我们会照顾你的孩子。
And this, her husband's brothers told her that they would take care of her children, so she didn't have to worry.
大家的话会爱心啊，帮忙照顾哎。
So a lot of them had love and said they would take care of.
所以这个姐妹啊，她越祷告越高兴。
And so the more the sister prayed, the happier she became.
你感受到神的爱啊，在扩散在她周围的人呢。
And she felt the love of God through all the people around her.
然后他们把这些爱也加注到她不足的地方啊。
And this love.Filled all of her insufficiencies.
所以我们到医院去探访的时候
，So we went to the hospital to see her.
本来我们要安慰她的
，We wanted to go comfort her.
没想到她反过来安慰我们呢
，But instead she comforted us.
她首先就这样说
，She said in the very beginning.
田传道
，Pastor Tian，
你知道吗？我的胃没有了。
Did you know I no longer have a stomach?
哎，被拿掉了。
It's been taken away.
感谢主啊。
But thank God.
他看我们还没讲话，他就说：“不用担心了，我觉得我很感谢神。”
before we even spoke, she said to us, "Don't worry, I really thank God."
哎，你们怎么不高兴啊？
Why are you not happy?
神让我有这个经历很好啊。
For God to give me this experience is very good.
原来在痛苦的时候，也会感受到那种在主里面的快乐耶。
Because in suffering, I can still receive the joy from the Lord.
我们很难想象哎。
It's really hard for us to imagine this.
一个这么平凡的女人呢、啊？
For this sister,
却能够经验到这样的神的意思。
To be able to experience the will of God in this way.
她是笑着跟我们讲哎。
And so she smiled and said to us.
她躺在病床上。
Or she smiled and spoke to us and lied on the hospital bed.
结果我们中间有一个人就受不了，一直哭了。
And then among us, one of the brothers and sisters started to cry.
就是那一位执事。
Which was the deacon.
他哭得很大声。
And the deacons cried very loudly.
我说又不是你生病，你哭那么大声做什么？
And I said, you're not the one who's sick. Why are you crying so loudly?
他说真的受不了。
And she said, I can't take it.
为什么一个平凡的姐妹有这么大的信心？
Why does a normal sister have such a great faith?
胃被拿掉。
Her stomach was taken away.
癌细胞扩散全身。
Her cancer cells had metastasized.
还能够这么快乐？
But yet she was still so happy.
后来不多久啊，那个主治大夫来了。
And then the doctor came.
主治大夫说啊。
And they said.
这位太太太坚强了。
This lady is she's very strong.
一定是你们拜的神啊，给她力量。
It is their God who has given her strength.
哎，这位姐妹啊，行动不方便，还常常下来啊，到别的病床去传福音哎。
And the sister, even though was unable to walk very well, she still went and preached to all the people in other bedrooms.
好像没有生病一样哎。
It was as though she wasn't even sick.
所以这个医生这样说啊。
So the doctor said.
我看那个快死的，全部送到你们教会了。
I'm going to give all the people who are about to die into your church.
哎呀，因为这个你们这个太太啊，命已经不多了，她还这么快乐。
Because this lady is although she is about to die, she's still so happy.
哎，不过如果所有的重病患送到你们教会，我们医生也不用做啊，医院也关门了。
But if we send all the sick people into your church, then our hospital will probably go out of business.
其实是这个姐妹她真的很有信心。
It actually was that the sister had a lot of faith.
她最后这样跟我们说。
And in the end, she said to us.
她说过去啊。
She said in the past.
没有生病的时候的信心啊，觉得很好。
I thought that my life was very good when I wasn't sick.
但是现在啊，得到这种病啊，生病之后才发现了、啊、信心很好用。
Sorry, I thought my faith was very good before I was sick, but now that I am sick, I see what my faith is really like.
真的在她的脸上看不见一丝丝的痛苦的表情、啊、
And we saw that her face had no sign of suffering.
在这种病情之下还能够继续传福音、啊、
And in her sickness, she was still able to preach the gospel.
真的是了不起的一位姐妹。
The sister really is something.
名不见经传的一位姐妹，却能够在神熬炼她的心的时候得到经验了。
In this time when the Lord tests her heart, she was able to receive strength.
她也没有很华丽的外表啊。没有 beautiful 的外表。
Oh, she didn't look very beautiful.
可是她却有很美的信心。
But she had a beautiful faith.
在病魔的熬炼之下。
In the test of sickness.
她的内心归向神的心是非常的坚定的。
Her inner heart was knitted to the Lord and very stable.
那一次探访完以后。
And after we visited her.
过了两个礼拜，她就蒙主恩召离开这个世界。
She passed away 2 weeks later.
真是一个难得的姐妹。
The sister really was something.
我们遇到很多的患难。
We face many situations and trials.
我们常常会怪东怪西啊。
And we'll often blame different things.
常常把错误都丢在别人身上。
And we try to blame other people.
我没有想到自己。
But we never think about ourselves.
这个时候也许神很爱你啊。
Maybe God really loves you in this time.
让你经验一些人没有经验的东西。
To let you experience things that most people don't.
神特别要熬炼你啊。
God wants to specially try you.
等到他的面前见主的面的时候，你有这个资格进入神的国度里头。
So that when you face Him in the last day, you are able to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
当神要用摩西的时候
，When God wanted to use Moses,
他也让摩西啊在旷野熬炼了40年呢。
He also tested Moses in the wilderness for 40 years.
这个熬炼不简单。
And this testing was not very easy.
离开王宫的生活。
To leave the palace.
然后在旷野里面
and live in the wilderness.
这个四十年中间神不再跟他说话
and in those 40 years the Lord did not speak to Moses.
所以是一个非常孤单很寂寞的时候
so it was a very lonely time for him.
等到操练完毕
And until the test was over,
在他80岁的时候
when he was 80 years old,
神在荆棘中向他讲话
Moses spoke to him from the thorn bush,
呼召他要带领以色列百姓出埃及
called him to take the Israelites out of Egypt.
这个40年的熬炼真的不容易啊。
And so this 40 years in the wilderness was not easy for him.
我们看到这个约瑟
And when we see Joseph,
他17岁的时候被无情的哥哥们卖到埃及做奴隶。
When he was 17, his cruel brothers sold him into Egypt to become a slave.
他甚至还被诬陷，然后被关在监牢里面了。
And he was misunderstood and jailed.
他这样子做奴隶，没有自由，又被在关在监牢里面做囚犯。
And he was a slave and he was a prisoner.
大约有13年的时间。
And this went on for about 13 years.
在这个中间呢，他一直忍耐等候神呢。
And this time he continually waited patiently for the
Lord. 他也不明白呢，我为了孝顺，为什么会被我哥哥卖呢？
And he didn't understand. I was submissive, but yet I was sold by my brothers.
他也不明白，我为了守道理，拒绝主人太太的诱惑，被关起来。
And he didn't understand. I was, in order to keep the word of the Lord, I rejected the Potiphar's wife.
但是这个过程里面，他没有申诉。
But in this period of time, he did not have anger.
这个过程里面，他没有埋怨。
He did not complain.
他一直忍耐等候神的意思是什么
？But he continually waited patiently to see what the will of the Lord was.
结果神给他一个解梦的恩赐。
Then God gave him the gift of interpreting.
终于时候到了。
And when the time had come,
就在他30岁的时候
，when he was 30 years old,
他为法老王解梦。
He interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh.
所以他就直接从一个囚犯被升为宰相。
And from a lowly slave, he went to a commander in.
他是一个异乡人。
The country. He was a high-ranking person.
异乡人就是他乡的人呐、啊，他不是埃及人。
Oh, he was a foreigner.
能够去做宰相不简单。
For a foreigner to become an officer, is not easy.
他有靠人的方法吗？没有。
Did he use man's way? No, he didn't.
有靠社会的关系吗？也没有。
Did he use the societal relationships? No.
有靠家族的力量吗？也没有。
Did he use the power of his family? No.
完全是神特意让他熬炼之后安排他坐到那个位置。
It was completely by the power of God that after he was tested, God brought him to the high place.
真的不容易。
This was not easy.
很多时候啊，如果你不静下来，
A lot of times if we don't calm ourselves,
你就没有办法看到在熬炼的中间到底有什么？神的意思是什么
？Then we can't see what the will of God is in our times of trouble.
保罗一开始就成为神合乎用的贵重的器皿吗
？Was Paul immediately used as a useful vessel by the Lord？
他受洗完不是一开始就成为神贵重的器皿哦
？He didn't become a useful vessel as soon as he was baptized.
他三年在亚拉伯这个地方研读圣经。
And for 3 years, he stayed in Arab country and read the Bible.
亚拉伯是距离耶路撒冷城25里的地方。
He stayed in a place that was 25 kilometers away from Jerusalem.
是一个很小的地方。
It's a very small place.
他在那边研读旧约圣经。
And he stayed there and he read the Bible.
所以他圣经很熟。
So he was very familiar with the Bible.
之后他出来啊，就开始收门徒，开班，开设学校。
And then he began to follow the disciples.
但是到后来啊，他被追杀。
But then he was chased by the people who wanted to kill him.
他逃到耶路撒冷城找耶稣的门徒一起。
And he went to Jerusalem to find the disciples.
可是那个迫害也跟着跑到耶路撒冷城。
But the people who wanted to kill him also went to Jerusalem.
后来耶稣的门徒就劝他，你干脆回到你的故乡大树去吧。
And so they told him to go back to Tarsus, his hometown.
他就一个人了。回到自己的故乡。
So alone, he went back to Tarsus.
他受洗以后很想有一番的作为。
And when he was baptized, he really wanted to serve the Lord.
可是他那个心智，他那个动作做法，不是神要的那一种。
But his heart and his method of doing so was not the way the Lord wanted him to do it.
他在大树这十年的时间呢
？So when he was in Tarsus for 10 years,
可以是一个很孤独的，也是没有神声音的时间。
Was possibly a time of loneliness, and when God did not speak to him.
是很寂寞的时候。
It was a time of loneliness.
一个雄心壮志到后来变成这样，那个可以让人的内心啊打败。
For someone who had such a heart, strong heart was defeated by man.
但是这个熬炼过了以后。
But after this trial was over.
神感动巴拿巴去找这个保罗到安提厄这个地方协助圣工。
God moved Barnabas to take Paul to Antioch to help with the holy work there.
他们在一起同工一年多。
And then they worked together for a year.
在安提阿也成立了教会。
And in Antioch they established a church.
后来耶路撒冷就开会派巴拿巴跟保罗往国外去传福音。
And the council at Jerusalem sent Barnabas and Paul to go preach the gospel.
所以从他受洗到被差派，也是经过十几年呢。
So from the time he was baptized to the time he was sent out to do work,
这个时候啊，保罗的心态，保罗服侍神的工作精神。
And at this time, Paul's heart and his mindset about serving the Lord
才被神悦纳
was accepted by the Lord.
才开始被用
And then he began to be used by God.
今天我们也是一样
And today we are the same.
哎，奇怪，怎么那么不顺利啊？
How come everything goes on so
well? 别人被安排圣工，我没有啊。
Other people are being assigned to do holy work.
这个时候你千万不要去嫉妒别人啊。
So let's not be jealous of other people.
你也不要去扯别人的后腿啊。
And let's not try to bring other people down.
你要去看为什么别人可以做。
We have to see why these other people can do the work.
一定有他的灵修跟方法嘛。
They probably have their own cultivation and methods.
你去学这个嘛。
And we should learn from these.
以后你也有机会做嘛。
And in the future, we will have the opportunity.
如果你找几个对象不错的，你学以后你学得更好嘛。
If we can find some good examples, then we can follow them and learn more.
而不是嫉妒、攻击、毁谤。
Instead of being jealous and going against them.
所以我们很多事情要想一想。
So there are a lot of things we need to think about.
为什么遇到这样？
Why do we face these situations?
其实有神美好的意思
Because God has His own will.
是要让我们得到经历
To allow us to have experiences.
透过神的作为经验我们呢
Through the work of the Lord to try us.
一次一次的就会成长
So that we will grow slowly.
在属灵的经验就会越来越多
And we will have more spiritual experiences.
在真道上面也会成长
And we will grow in the truth.
在恩赐上面也会成长
We will grow in the grace of the Lord.
总有一天你就会很认真的被肯定的去参与各种圣工啊。
So we will grow in talents, and then in the future we will be able to serve the Lord.
所以当主神熬炼我们的心的时候
，That's when the Lord tests our hearts.
我们要感谢主呀。
We need to thank Him.
这是一个机会
，Because it's an opportunity.
我们要接受这样神给我们的一个经验试炼。
And we need to accept these trials and experiences.
我们再来看呢、啊，神的用意是什么
？So let us see what the will of God is.
请看《传道书》第三章。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书的第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第三章十四节。
3 verse 14.
十四节。我知道神一切所做的都必永存。
I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever.
无所增添，也无所减少。
Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it.
神这样行，是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
God does it that man should fear before him.
我们在这里看到啊。
Here we can see.
当神熬炼人的时候。
When God tests man.
要去想一想
we must think.
这人本来就是神用尘土所造的嘛
That God had actually created man from dust.
所以所罗门王在写这个传道书的时候、啊、
So when Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes,
我们看到在第一章的二节以下
We see that from chapter 1 verse 2
onward, it says, 世上都是虚空的
that vanity, the world is full of vanity.
世上都是普风的
that the world is full of nothing.
看到十二章的时候又再继续讲
And in chapter 12 we can see,
虚空的虚空
Vanity of vanities.
凡事都是虚空
Everything is vanity.
所以看到十二章的这个十三节的时候
But when we look at chapter 12 verse 13 it says,
这里就讲啊
It tells us
既然人生虚空的虚空
That since the life of man is vanity of vanities
在天底下这个世界没有新鲜事
And that there is nothing new under the sun.
过去的人易早现在的人还是会易早
And the things that the people faced in the past will be faced in the future.
以后的人还是一样易早
And the people in the future will still face the same things.
请看传道书十二章的十三节
So look at chapter 12 verse 13 of Ecclesiastes.
原来这个总归的意思就是要敬畏神了
And the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God.
要来守神的诫命
And keep his commandments.
所以我们看到当神熬炼人的时候
So we see when God tests man
他就是要人能够在他面前存敬畏的心、啊、
It is to allow man to have a reverent heart in the presence of God
所以所罗门王他查究、啊、到底什么样的世上的事可以让人喜乐呢
And so Solomon's looked at the world and saw what pleased man.
他最后找不到。
And he couldn't find anything.
所以最后他得到一个智慧的这个想法。
And so he had a thought of wisdom in the very end.
就是记载在传道书第二章啊。
Which is in Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
这里他后来得到一个想法。
Here he had a thought.
他说他就想到在天下一生应该要做什么事才美啊。
He thought, what must I do under heaven and earth that is beautiful?
也就是要做什么事才能够留下永恒的价值。
What do I have to do to have an eternal value?
而且这样的事还是能够被神纪念的事。
And this is something that should be remembered by God.
神给我们一个智慧之心。
And God has given us a wisdom.
让我们去思想很多的事情。
That allows us to think about many things.
什么是最美？
What is the most beautiful?
到了传道书十二章十三节十四节那里说，敬畏神最美。
And Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13 and 14 it tells us that to fear God is the most beautiful.
当我们被熬炼的时候，
So when we are tested,
这个时候我们会很认真的去思想，你真的敬畏神吗？
We must reflect on ourselves. Have we revered the Lord?
你真的有守神的诫命，尽了本分吗？
Have we feared the Lord and kept His commandments with our whole being?
你真的尽本分了吗？
Have we used our all?
有时候没有真的这样想哎。
We often have to think about this.
你看看我们常常很安逸没有事的时候，你会想这些吗？
When you have nothing to do, will you think about these things?
那你没有去想，就是没有准备好。
And if we haven't been thinking about these things, it means we haven't prepared ourselves.
真的有一天你要跟这个世界说再见的时候，你怎么办？
When we actually have to say goodbye to the world one day, what are we going to do?
没有准备好，你怎么去见主的面？
If we haven't prepared ourselves, how are we going to face the Lord?
这是一个很认真实在的一个问题哦。
And this is a very important problem.
但是圣经这样说。
But the Bible tells us.
这个长存敬畏的心是怎么样呢？
What is a heart that will last?
我们来看一下箴言二十八章。
Let's look at Proverbs 28.
箴言的二十八章。
Proverbs 28.
二十八章，请看十四节。
Verse 14.
二十八章十四节。
28 verse 14.
长存敬畏的心变为有福。
Happy is the man who is always reverent.
心存刚硬的必陷在祸患里面。
But he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity.
这里讲得很好哎。
Here it tells us, and it says very well.
我们长存敬畏神的心啊，有福哎。
One who is always reverent is blessed.
我们再来看这个箴言的二十三章。
Let's look at Proverbs 23.
二十三章的十七节。
23 verse 17.
十七节。
17.
你心中不要嫉妒罪人。
Do not let your heart envy sinners.
只要终日敬畏神。
But for the fear of the Lord all the day.
在人的世界里面呢。
Be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day.
我们有时候不留意啊，会见不得人家的好哎。
In the world today, we often are afraid others won't like us.
很容易就陷入到这种软弱哎。
And then we are fall into this kind of weakness.
很容易就做某方面的比较。
And we often will compare ourselves.
这个从讲话动作很容易就看得出来。
And we can see this from our actions and from our words.
可是神的儿女啊，他要学会每天就是要敬畏神就好了。
But the children of God have to know that every day all they have to do is fear the Lord.
我们看到那个古圣徒耶伯啊。
We look at the ancient saint Job.
根据耶伯记第一章的第一节和第八节里面记载。
In Job chapter 1 verse 1 and 8 it says.
那里讲得很清楚。
Says very clearly.
说约伯这一个人完全正直
that this man was blameless,
远离恶事
and upright,
敬畏神
feared God and shunned evil.
神是这样认定他的
God, saw Job in this way.
这么完全正直远离恶事敬畏神的人也会遇到患难的
and a man who was blameless and upright who feared God and shunned evil still faced tribulations.
我们很清楚他的患难是从魔鬼的攻击这边来的
and we all know that the tribulation came from the devil.
他一天之内啊，这个十个孩子就过世。
And one day his ten children died.
他所有的财产啊，被敌人给抢夺。
And all of his possessions were taken away by the enemy.
自己又长了一身的毒疮。
And he grew leprosy.
连他至亲的太太说：“你干脆放弃你的神吧。”
And even his wife said, give up your God.
但是我们在耶伯记第一章的最后那几节看到,
but in chapter 1 of this last couple of verses, we can see,
受到这种灾难, 耶伯他都不敢在话语上面得罪神呢。
Even when he was facing these situations, Job still would not sin against God with his mouth.
又看到第二章的第十节,
and in chapter 2:10, it says,
他始终不把神当作愚笨的,
that he
他没有把神当作愚笨的,
he did not call God foolish.
也就是说他一直在敬畏神,
which means that he continued to
worship the Lord.
And after a time of tribulation, testing,
有三个朋友啊去责备他,
there were three of his friends who rebuked him.
这三个朋友都站在认定耶伯是犯罪才有这种患难,
and these three friends continued to believe that Job had sinned, and this is why he faced these situations. But in Job chapter 42, it says,
耶伯的信仰提升了,
that Job's faith
他更加的敬畏神,
was elevated, and he revered God even more. He said, before I had heard of the Lord,
现在才亲眼见到神,摸到神,
but now I have seen him.
他自己就如同在那个炉灰中间的灰烬一样, 这么渺小,
he compared himself to the ash and dust of the earth.
他更加的敬畏神,
and he revered the Lord even more.
后来神就肯定他,
and then the Lord
神就责备另外那三个朋友,
established him and rebuked his three
证明耶伯他是对的,
to prove that Job was correct.
后来耶伯为他三个朋友祷告,
and then Job prayed for his three friends.
这个时候的耶伯就从苦境中转回,
and Job's life turned around.
从苦境苦难的环境中转回到平安的环境,
from a life of tribulation to a life of peace.
他又再得10个孩子,
and he had 10 more children.
他得到的福气是过去的加倍,
and his blessings were multiplied.
他又活了很久, 到日子满足而死,
and he lived a long life until his days were he lived old and full of days.
所以当我们被熬炼的时候,
so when we are tested,
乃是神的用意要我们一直心存敬畏神的心,
it is God who wants us to have a reverent and fearful
再大的患难, 你还是能够度过,
and in these tribulations, we can still face and
并且更加坚定你敬畏神的这种纯正的信仰,
and establish our faith even more.
其实当我们能够有这样的一个体会的时候,
and actually when we have these experiences,
我们就更能够感受有一章经节这样说,
we can better experience one of the verses.
我们来看箴言22章,
and this verse is in Proverbs
22. 22章的第4节,
22 verse 4.
这里说, 敬畏神, 心存谦卑,
22章第4节, 22 verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord,
就得, 富有, 尊荣, 生命为赏赐,
our riches and honor and life.
所以圣经神的话, 不是用来读, 而是要, 活化在心里, 表现在生命里面,
so the Bible is not just something we read, but something we live.
其实, 选民要能够成为神国度的子民,
for the chosen people of God to be his children,
在圣洁的条例里面,
there are some requirements of holiness,
必须要做到几件事,
and there are some of these requirements,
你才能够属于这个神国度的国民,
in order to be the people of the kingdom of God.
我们来看哥林多后书第七章,
let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书的第七章,
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
第七章的第一节,
7 verse 1.
第一节,
1.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们既有这等应许,
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
哥林多后书第七章第一节,
2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved,
就当洁净自己,
let us cleanse ourselves,
除去身体灵魂一切的污秽,
from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit,
敬畏神得以成圣,
perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
既然有这等应许, 是讲那个哥林多后书第六章啊, 16节到18节的这个讲法,
and these promises are mentioned in chapter 6, verse 16 and 17.
所以这里要得到这个圣洁的应许啊,
so in order to receive these promises,
必须要做到三点,
there are three things we must do.
第一点要洁净自己,
first we must cleanse ourselves.
第二点要除去身心灵魂的一切污秽,
the second is that we must get rid of all the filthiness from our hearts.
第三个要敬畏神,
third is we must fear God.
你才能够成圣, 属神, 圣洁国度的国民呢、啊。
And then we will be able to be people of the holy kingdom of God.
所以你看看这个敬畏神啊，在我们被熬炼的人里面呢、啊，这个是很重要的课题呀、啊。
So to fear God is a very important thing we must do in our times of test.
我们再来看神熬炼人心的用意是什么
？Let us see another reason why God tests man.
请看诗篇139篇。
Look at Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇
，Psalm 139，
23节、24节。神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
And see if there is any wicked way in me.
引导我走永生的道路。
And lead me in the way everlasting.
所以在这里我们看到作者这样向神这样祷告。
Here the author speaks to the Lord.
主啊，你要查验我的心思意念啊。
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
看看我里面有没有恶行啊。
And see if there is any wicked way in me.
求你引导我走永生的道路啊。
And lead me in the way everlasting.
所以我们的内心被熬炼的时候，我们要想一想啊。
When our inner heart is tested, we must think to ourselves.
这个事情啊，其实要让我们做一个调整。
That this kind of situation is helping us to change our lives.
这个事情要让我们更加坚定抓住神的信仰。
To allow us to stabilize ourselves and grab onto the Lord.
让我们勇敢地继续地走在得救的道路上面。
So that we can courageously walk on this path of salvation.
其实，在诗篇二十六篇说，这是一条生命的道路。
In Psalm 26, it says that this is a path of life.
这个永生的道路就是生命的道路。
That this eternal life is a path of life.
也是一个恩典的道路。
And it is a path of grace.
乃是神为他喜欢的人开的一条门路。
It is the path that God has given to those he loves.
所以神熬炼我们心的时候。
So when the Lord tests our hearts,
我们不要觉得痛苦。
Let us not feel like we are suffering.
也不要觉得悲哀。
Let us not feel sorrowful.
神的用意是很好的。
Because God's will is wonderful.
他要让我们经验。
He wants us to experience.
让我们存敬畏的心。
To have a reverent heart.
让我们一直能够走在永生得救的道路上面。
So that we can constantly walk on this path of life.
所以总归起来，我们要用什么心态来面对呢
？So in conclusion, to summarize, how are we? What kind of heart should we have?
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Let us look at Ephesians chapter 5.
二十节。
Verse 20.
以弗所书的第五章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。这里说我们凡事奉耶稣基督的名感谢神。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must always give thanks.
顺利也好，不顺利也好。
Whether we go through smooth times or not.
有没有患难
？Whether or not there's troubles.
我们凡事都要感谢神呢。
We must always thank God.
其实这种信仰的做法。
And this act of faith
也是神的旨意啊，要他的选民这样做啊。
Is the will of God. God wants his people to do this.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians.
第五章。
1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
请看十八节。
Verse 18.
第五章的十八节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And everything give thanks for this is the will of
God in Jesus Christ. 原来我们遇到任何事情熬炼，凡事要谢感谢神。
So in everything that we face, we must give thanks.
这是神本来就要他的选民必须学会做到的事情嘛。
Because this is something that the Lord Jesus had already wanted his people to learn to do.
我们看到这个约瑟。
When we look at Joseph.
他遇到这样的一个熬炼。
When he faced this test.
他并没有做错事。
He didn't do anything wrong.
我们前面讲过了。
We already talked about this in the
beginning. 他的父亲要他去探望十个哥哥在很远的地方牧羊啊。
His father wanted him to go to the very far away place to see his brothers.
他答应他父亲要去关怀哥哥们呢。
And he promised his father to go look at, for his brothers.
他来到一座山，人家说他们已经到另外一座山去了。
And he went to a mountain, and the people there said, no, they've gone to a different mountain.
他一个人走这么远的路。
And so he went such a far distance.
结果遇到哥哥的时候。
But when he faced his brothers,
他们并没有用爱心对他。
They did not accept him with love.
反而迫害他。
Instead, They sought out to harm him.
甚至把他卖给埃及人了,
and sold him to the Egyptians.
回来跟他爸爸说他被野兽吃掉了,
and in the end, when they went home, they told his father that he had been eaten by beasts.
害得他爸爸伤心了很久耶,
and this father was sorrowful for a very long time.
你看这十个哥哥, 你看对自己的亲弟弟这样玩呢,
and these brothers treated their brother in this way.
约瑟是听父亲的话, 孝顺, 去做这个事,
Joseph had submitted to his father to do this thing.
不一定做坏事,
so it doesn't mean that if you do bad things, that's
not the kind of situation.
Sometimes when you do good things, you'll face trouble.
你在教会服事也是一样啊,
when you serve the Lord, it's the same.
明明我已经很认真在服事主了,
I'm already diligently serving the Lord.
我比别的人花的时间更多,
I spend more time in serving the Lord.
后面就是还有信徒在批评我们啊,
yet there are still people criticizing me.
那你要打退堂鼓吗?
And in this situation, what are you going to do? Are you going to shrink
back? 这个时候你更要去明白神的用意。
In this time, you must further understand what is the will of God. We should not be defeated by these people.
我们安静的心啊,
with a quiet heart, we should ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
更加去体会神的爱啊,
and to experience the love of God even more. And to help us to learn how to serve the Lord even better. And this is very important.
约瑟的熬炼很大,
Joseph's test was very great.
在埃及的这个人啊, 家里啊, 做奴隶,
he was a slave in the Egyptian household.
奴隶是没有自由的,
a slave has no freedom.
主人放你自由, 你才自由的,
only if the master sets you free will you have freedom.
没有放你自由, 他可以把你买卖啊,
if he doesn't set you free, he can sell you to other people.
结果神给他智慧, 聪明,
yet God gave him wisdom and intelligence.
他做的凡事都顺利,
and everything he did went smoothly.
所以这个主人他是 埃及法老王的护卫长,
and so this master was actually the Potiphar.
结果护卫长他要跟法老王去巡视国家,
and he went to go with the Pharaoh to do something about the country.
他把家里的事全部都交给约瑟,
and he is entrusted everything in the house to Joseph.
唯独他的太太没有交给他,
the only person he didn't entrust to Joseph was his wife.
可是这个主人看那个约瑟, 圣经说他长得非常英俊,
but the master saw that this Joseph, as the Bible said, was very handsome.
圣经说 这个人英俊就是英俊,
if the Bible says that this person was handsome, then he was handsome.
圣经里面都没有出现我们的名字, 没有说我们英俊美丽, 我们就不要在那边一直自以为是,
if the Bible doesn't say that we are handsome or beautiful, then let's not think we're so great.
魔鬼是因为真的漂亮, 聪明, 他骄傲, 才变成魔鬼的,
the Satan was actually very beautiful and smart, and that is what made him become a Satan.
所以其实我们没有那么聪明, 也没有那么英俊漂亮, so, 所以我们不应该骄傲,
so we're not that beautiful and we're not that smart, so we shouldn't be proud.
因为圣经没有我们的名字写说, 哦, 聪明, 漂亮, 英俊, 没有,
the Bible doesn't have our name, it says that we are beautiful and smart and handsome.
结果主人, 主人的太太要引诱他犯罪,
and Potiphar's wife asked him to have sin against
him. 但是他心中有一把尺,
but there was something within Joseph's heart.
他立志不犯罪, 得罪神呢,
he determined in his heart not to sin against the Lord.
我们要放在心上,
and this determination is something we should put within our own hearts.
你遇到任何事情, 马上就会浮现这一句话, 我不能得罪神,
and whenever we face any situations, then it will come up into our hearts and say that we cannot sin against the Lord.
你平时没有这个心, 立志不犯罪的心就在心里面了,
and usually if we don't have this determination within our hearts,
你遇到事情很容易忘记,
when you face situations and you will forget.
等到事情进行的差不多了, 哎呀, 我怎么会这样啊?
And when things are almost at the end, then we will say, oh, why am I doing this?
我们看到约瑟,
we look at Joseph.
他在各种环境的熬炼,
and he would face different types of tests.
他敬畏神,
but he revered and feared the Lord.
他接受这种历练,
and he accepted these tests.
他忍耐等候神,
and he waited patiently on the Lord.
并且, 他一直抓住走在神的道路上面不改变,
and he grasped tightly to the word of the Lord and
did not stray from the path.
Even his own family members harmed him. The Potiphar's wife harmed him.
他已经是降到这个人类的奴隶甚至囚犯的这种地步,
he was already a criminal and a slave.
我们都还没有跌到这么样的惨的境况,
and we have not even fallen to this terrible point yet.
我们更应该啊, 要能够坚强,
thus, we must strengthen ourselves even more.
在被熬炼的环境里面呢, 让我们的心智更加坚定,
so that in our tests and trials, we will be even more established in our faith.
他最后并没有这个要来报复他的十个哥哥,
and Joseph didn't have any revenge against his brothers.
他真的讲了这个非常有信心敬畏神的话,
and he said something full of faith and reverence to the Lord.
我们最后一起来看创世纪50章,
let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪的50章,
Genesis chapter 50.
50章, 我们来看这个17节到20节,
50 verse 17 to 20,
17节,
17.
这个雅各对着其他哥哥们这样说啊。
Here Jacob said to the other brothers.
说父亲雅各对十个哥哥说，你们要跟约瑟讲啊。
And Jacob told the brothers saying that you must say this to Joseph.
要纪念你的父亲，所以不要对哥哥们的过犯报复。
To forgive the trespass of the brothers and their sin.
当哥哥们这样讲的时候，约瑟就哭了。
And when the brothers told Joseph this, then he cried.
后来约瑟怎么对他们说？
And what did Joseph say to his brothers?
在十九节这里讲，不要害怕。
19 it says, do not be afraid.
我岂能代替神呢？
For am I in the place of God?
从前你们的意思是要害我。
But as for you, you meant evil against me.
但是神的意思是原是好的。
But God meant it for good.
能够保全了我们这么多人的性命。
In order to bring it about as it is,
成就了今日的光景啊。
To save many people alive.
真的不容易啊。
It's not easy.
如果约瑟稍有一点这个损失啊，就是不坚守神的话，他可能就没有办法执行这个神的旨意。
If Joseph did not follow the word of God just a little bit, then he wouldn't have been able to fulfill the will of the Lord.
他能够明白神的用意啊。
He was able to understand the will of the Lord.
然后超越了这个哥哥对他的伤害。
And transcend the harm that his brothers did to him.
消除了他内心中的这个藏了很久的恨。
And get rid of the hate that had been hidden in his heart.
真的是一个很好的一位人啊。
He truly was a good person.
敬畏神的人啊。
A man who feared the Lord.
他后来反而这样表现了。
And in the end, he had this expression.
在二十一节这里说。
In verse 21.
现在你们不要害怕。
Now therefore, do not be afraid.
我必养活你们。
I will provide for you.
和你们的妇人孩子。
And your little ones.
于是约瑟用慈爱的话安慰他们。
And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
真的不简单。
This is not easy.
一个懂得神熬炼人心用意的人才做得到。
Only one who understands the will of God and testing
才能够真真实实的在神的面前成长。
And really grow in the sight of the Lord.
心智的成长。
And grow in their hearts.
信仰的成长。
Grow in their faith.
看到了神恩典的一种降临啊。
And see the blessings and grace of the Lord.
我们都需要这样。
We all have to be like this.
我们都需要成为耶稣蒙爱的儿女啊。
We all have to be beloved children of the Lord.
所以我们在各种环境里面，遇到各种问题的时候，我们要安静的心，求圣灵带领明白。
We need to ask God with a quiet heart to guide us with the Holy Spirit.
然后去体验神的爱
，and experience love.
是何等的浩大
，and experience how great and
让我们能够从神那里得到真真实实的盼望。
How great the love of God is, and how great His hope is.
能够超越我们眼前所看到的一切
，and transcend all the things before our eyes.
去领受神更多的应许福气
，and accept the blessings of God.
相信了，我们一定更加有这个力量。走完了我们自己的人生。
And believe that we have the strength to continue to walk till the end of our life.
唱诗263首。
Let's look at sing hymn 263.
哎呦，苦我追念当过有。Oh. 主人做我们避难所，还向耶稣做拯救，你若阵风有反击，你当向耶稣做拯救，到他怀中必满饱，有他安慰便无愁。
请坐。接下来这个时间有安排一个祷告会的时间，同时也是一个禁食的祷告。所以刚刚我们听完主熬炼人心，我们在祷告中可以向神诉说我们所有内心的话，
然后
祈求耶稣能够引导我们，让我们更明白神的旨意是什么，
so we can better understand what his will is,
更能够体贴神的心意是什么，
to understand what his heart is,
然后能够做出更多回报神的服事的工作，
and serve the Lord even better to repay his love,
把我们的生命归属于他，
and give our lives to him,
让我们的内心也属于他，
so that our hearts belong to him,
因为我们所有一切都在他手中，
because everything we have is in his hands,
我们恳求耶稣基督，
So we ask Lord Jesus Christ to give us grace and to guide us,
帮助我们
and to help us.
我们现在要祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
要接受按手的，请到前面来。
If you would like to receive laying hands, please come to the front to pray.
开始动作。
Let's move.